Once upon a time, there was an Easter hare. Once upon a time, there was an Easter family. Daddy and Mummy Hare and their 7 children. This year, they didn't know which one of their children would be the Easter hare. They called their oldest son.
"Listen carefully," said Daddy Hare. "Take one of the eggs from the basket and take it to the children's garden."
The oldest son took a golden egg. He went along the forest path and got to a garden door of the children's house. He leaped and stumbled. The egg broke. That hare could not be the real Easter hare. It was the second brother's turn. He took a silver egg and went the same way as his brother. But as he reached the meadow, he heard a magpie squawk. "Give me the egg, and I'll give you a golden coin." But before the hare could answer, the magpie got the egg and took it to the nest. Neither could that hare be the real Easter hare. The third brother took a chocolate egg and took the garden path that led to the children's house. When he reached the stream, he saw a small squirrel with big dark eyes jumping from branch to branch. "How tasty your chocolate eggs must be!"
"I don't know," said the hare. "I'm taking it to the children."
"You don't want to try it? Only a little bit," suggested the squirrel. The little hare thought if he tried the chocolate, nobody would notice. So the hare and the squirrel began to lick the egg. And without realizing it, they ate it all. Once he got home, while he cleaned his whiskers covered with chocolate, his mother said, "Neither can you be the real Easter hare this year." It was the fourth brother's turn. He took an egg with colored spots. As he arrived to the stream, he spent a while looking at the reflections of his face in the water. And so he leaned. Splash! The egg fell in the river and the current took it away. That hare couldn't be the real Easter hare either. The fifth brother took the yellow covered egg and walked towards the children's house. He came across a fox, and the fox said, "Hello, small hare. Why don't you come to my house and show this beautiful egg to my children?" The little hare accepted, and the little foxes played with the egg. The egg fell between the rocks and broke into 1,000 pieces. That hare couldn't be the real hare either. The sixth brother took a red egg. When crossing a bridge, he met another hare who cut him off, and they started fighting. The red egg broke. That hare couldn't be the real hare either. The seventh brother, the smallest one, took the blue egg and ran into the angry hare, but he let him pass. When he met the fox and his cubs, he said hello to them without pausing for a second.
When he passed the stream, he made sure the egg did not get wet. And he didn't listen to the sweet-toothed squirrel. When the magpie squawked, the hare said, I have to move on! I have to move on! He finally arrived at the children's house. He left the egg hidden in a corner that the children had prepared. Yes, the smallest of our children is the real Easter hare.